You had no right to be on the premises.
Yes, I did.
A landlord breaks more than her word.
1:30 in the morning, we all awaken to shattering back glass in the room next to where we were keeping my 1.5-month-old son at.
Then tries to bully her way back in.
I actually have videos of Annette doing donuts in the front and backyard recklessly. Videos of male individuals cutting the power off to our house.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Carrie and Derek McNerdy are suing their former landlord, Annette Hancock, for breaking their lease agreement and harassment.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 296 on the calendar, the matter of McNerney versus Hancock.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parr has been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Mr. and Mrs. McNerney, you rented a house from the defendant.
That's correct.
According to you, you rented the house for a period of 1 year and you have a lease.
No, we rented the house for nearly 3 months.
No, we had a lease for a year. You're correct,
Yeah, we had a lease for a year or more.
And we have a copy of it right here.
I would like to take a look at that lease. Well, this is an interesting lease.
It's not a lease.
Yeah.
It was a friend helping a friend out.
No, that's not what...
Yeah, it was.
Let me tell you something. Don't argue with me. That doesn't put you in a good place, actually.
Okay.
A lease doesn't have to be in any particular form. It has to be signed, which this is, by both parties. It has to have a term, which this does. This says that the plaintiffs paid $600 for June rent and $260 for security deposit. You pay $600 per month. You need to pay me on the 1st or the 5th. Anything later, you pay $25 more. It's signed by the plaintiff, Carrie. And whose signature is this?
That's Annette Hancock's.
That's hers. That's a lease. In any event, on what date did you move into the house?
We moved in June 1st. 2013.
And then there came a time that you were notified by Ms. Hancock that she was moving back to the house.
Yes, she called me.
When was that?
That was September 2nd.
September 2nd, 2013. Yes, September
2nd. She called and she informed me that the home that she had been living in was condemned, that she and her family needed to move home because it had been a former meth home or something like that, that she was very sick. She said that she wanted us to move our things to the small side of the house until we could find another place to live, that she wasn't kicking us out. I told her that that wouldn't work out because 2 days after she moved out, the police showed up at our door looking for her, saying that they had no idea she had gone to West Virginia. She skipped town. So, you know, we told her there's no way you're not going to live with us. You need to give us 30 days notice and we will leave your house clean. We'll move out, but you need to give us time, first of all, to come up with money. We have a low income and 4 children. So, you know, we can't just come up with
just
the money.
So what you said to her was, even though you have this basic agreement, if you have to move back, you have to give us 30 days notice. Shh, I'm speaking. You have to give us 30 days notice.
Yes, I did.
That's more than reasonable.
Yes.
And that was on September 2nd. So when did you come up?
The 26th of September.
And what happened when you came up?
They weren't letting me in the house.
Just
a
second.
I was told.
Shh. Listen to me very carefully. Did she say to you, you have to give us 30 days notice?
Yes.
And what did you say?
That we needed somewhere to stay. I had 2 grandsons and 4 girls coming up with me.
Okay.
The house was
so,
big enough.
Just a second. So that you said to her, I'm not giving you 30 days notice.
I was going to try to work something out with her. We went back and forth for about 2 weeks.
Ultimately, you said, I'm not giving you
30 days.
30 days.
I was up there probably 4 days shy of 30.
Doesn't matter. Ultimately, you said, I'm not giving you 30 days.
Okay.
And you came up, according to you, on the 26th. What happened on the 26th when Ms. Hancock came up?
Ma'am, it was the 23rd, actually. She had called about 10 o'clock the previous night, which would have been the 22nd, said that she was on her way, basically reiterated the whole, I'm moving in, you can't keep me out of my house, so on and so forth. I told her at that time, well, the cops are going to be here when you get here because, you know, there's landlord-tenant rights. So we kind of stayed up nervous, you know, looking out the windows, expecting her to show up. Well, it gets to be late, so we go to bed. 1:30 in the morning, we all awaken to banging on the, like, windows from multiple sides of the house, and then a shadow shattering back glass in the room next to where we were keeping my 1.5-month-old son at, which time my wife got up, grabbed her son, and I, you know, threw some pants on and headed out to see what was going on. In the meantime,
and Annette, that was on the 23rd?
Yes, ma'am, and I have a police report right here.
May I see it, please? It was on the 23rd, not the 26th.
Okay.
Okay, so the police came and they told you that you could not move into the house, that they showed them this agreement, and the police said you cannot go into the house. You did, in fact, break into the house. The police indicated that they will file a home invasion report against you because you broke into their home where they were living legally. But most importantly, the status that the police report is, prior to leaving, Annette agreed to stay in the pole barn until she could legally evict Derek and Carrie.
Right.
That's what you told the police. Is that what you did?
Yes.
Is that correct?
No, Your Honor. And I have the only document we were ever served. This is a 7-day
period. Because you were at work when Carrie got the other ones.
Don't speak. Listen to me. I understand that you probably were faced with a stressful situation. And if you became homeless overnight because of a situation in West Virginia that you didn't contemplate, and you had children, you had grandchildren, whatever it is.
We were doing her a favor. We were
just
helping her.
Listen to me. You weren't doing them a favor if they were paying you rent.
Week to week.
You weren't doing them a favor if they were paying you rent. And you were very clear about what the terms were.
Yeah, and they
of
didn't
the rent.
Any of them.
I'm trying to be nice to you,
okay,
and say that I understand that you were in a stressful situation and that you needed your home back. I understand what you're saying to me, but I'm telling you that you can't do what you tried to do. The police told you the same thing. The police said you can't go into your home. You said it's my home. They said no. You have to legally move to evict them from the house. Now, the smart thing for you to have done was, if she said to you, we need 30 days, you called on the 2nd of September, give us until the 2nd of October, we can save up some money, because right now we're here. We're here with kids. We, too, don't have a place to go. And we don't want to live with all of you. We don't know what that situation is. So that if you would have said, fine, you have 30 days, but let's put it in writing and you'll be out in 30 days, you would have had no trouble. But you didn't. So then you went up and you decided to do it on your own. Take it back your way, which was the wrong way. And that's why we're here today. Just not smart. So, you know, I understand that you were in a pickle, but that doesn't make you right. You were wrong. If you become a landlord, the law says that you have certain requirements that you have to meet in order to evict people who are paying you rent. Because once you have a landlord and tenant relationship, it's not a favor. You're the landlord. She's paying you rent. You're accepting the rent. There is security deposit. You provided even in your agreement that if they were late by 5 days, there would be an additional $25 tacked on to the rent. That's a landlord and tenant relationship. Then there are certain requirements that you have to adhere to if you want them out. And you didn't do that. So now we're sort of at the end of September, close to the beginning of October. Mm-hmm. What are you doing to get out?
We went and actually got a housing choice voucher. It's through MSHDA and Section 8, using my veterans benefits, so they got us a HUD voucher. Well, we were going through that battle trying to find ourselves a new place, and every day that I would go to work, or every other day, it wasn't necessarily every day, my wife would call me in tears that Annette and the company that she's having living in this pole barn that doesn't have running water, it's not a habitable building, it's a pole barn, and that they had taken chairs off the back porch. She's getting threatened text messages from her daughters. You know, they're up there sneaking up to the back of her house. I went up the night they broke in. I bought a $250 surveillance system just so I could have cameras on the back side of the house, which several times, and I actually have videos of Annette doing donuts in the front and backyard recklessly across the walkway where we walk out to the kids. We were in the front yard when she started it, so fortunately we could get them inside. And then there's also videos of her having several unknown male individuals with a dog cutting the power off to our house, at which time the surveillance cameras cut off because the cameras actually...
I'd like to see that.
No. Yes, Your Honor. This is the video of the three subjects on the back deck, where you can see them
and
working
at. And they're looking because he put padlocks on the lock.
Because they had shut our power off, ma'am.
You shut ours off.
If there was a padlock on there, they would. You put the padlocks on there.
This is the day that she was doing donuts in the front and backyard, and you'll hear her obscenities, and at the end of the footage, she actually steps into the video of the camera.
No, it's my yard. He said I could do anything to it I wanted.
With your 11-year-old daughter?
Seen enough. Seen enough. On your claim for unlawful eviction, court is granting your request and entering a judgment in your favor for $5,000. Now I'm going to hear your counterclaim. You have 2 minutes. I don't like your behavior.
Well, he came out of the house, hit me with a stick.
Listen to me.
Turn the power off.
Listen
to
me.
I don't want to hear. Are you on him?
Are you trying to talk over me? That's not going to happen.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today,
I stood up from the table and I just started dancing. And Darren touched my behind. And with a reflex, I did like that and he fell on the floor. And then I went to sit down and he came punch me in my, sorry. He came and punched me in my face.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Carrie and Derek McNerney claim former landlord Annette Hancock owes for breaking the terms of their lease and harassment. Annette is countersuing for property damage and harassment.
I want to tell you something. I am not giving you any opportunity whatsoever to tell me about harassment by the plaintiffs.
Why? Because I didn't have a $250 camera to videotape him doing everything?
No. Not the reason. The reason is you had no right to be on the premises.
Yes, I did.
No, I'm telling you, you didn't.
Well,
there you
they
go.
Told me.
I'm telling you, you didn't. And I'm telling you that I watched the video, so I sort of have an idea what was going on. You don't have to be a genius to figure that out. So I'm not entertaining anything that you have to tell me with regard to them harassing you. Now, you want to tell me about what damages you are alleging that they did to your house, because that's part of your claim. And I will see photographs of the house before they went into the house and after they left. And if you do not have photographs before and after, I'm not interested.
Well, I don't.
Very good. Then your counterclaim's dismissed. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. That's all.
Bodies are excused. You may step out.
We didn't have the money to buy a camera to videotape everything that they did to us.
29 years old and 2 deployments to Iraq. I thought I'd seen it all.
Hit us with a stick?
Absolutely not. If I had assaulted them, then there would have been charges pressed and there would have been marks.
We did. We got restraining orders on him.
She was scare tacking us. That's exactly what she was doing.
Oh, I was...
4 kids don't need to see that kind of thing.
I was hot that day.
And her children don't need to see that as, you know, something, somebody to look up to.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Larry versus Harrington. Step forward, please.
Regina Larry is suing her former friend, Darren Harrington, for punching her in the face during a get-together at her friend's house.
Miss Larry, it is your claim that the defendant, who you knew, assaulted you.
Yes.
By punching you in the face.
Yes.
Mr. Harrington acknowledges that he punched you in the face. Mr. Harrington said he was acting in self-defense. Okay, when did this happen?
I believe it was his birthday, August 16th.
2013?
Yes.
And there was a party?
There was a little get-together.
How many people?
There was, 5 of us, 6 of us.
Besides you and the defendant, who else was there?
It was Vincent, it was Lala, it was Dougie, and my brother came in afterwards.
What time did the incident take place?
About 5 p.m.
Tell me what happened.
At first we were playing cards, and after cards, everybody started doing their own thing. I stood up from the table, and I just started dancing, and Darren touched my behind.
He did?
Yes. And with a reflex, I did like that, and he fell on the floor. And I told him, don't you ever disrespect me like that again. He said, all right, I got this. All right, I'm sorry. And then I went to sit down, and he came punch me in my... sorry. He came and punched me in my face.
Okay. Go ahead.
How in the world, how big she is, why I want to fight her? She's bigger than me. Why I want to start a fight with her?
Let's start out with, you were at Vincent's house.
I was at Vincent's house, yes.
She got up to dance.
Yes.
And she was dancing.
Yes, yes.
Did you touch her behind?
I ain't touch her behind.
Where did you touch her?
I ain't touch her. She touched me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Had you ever had trouble with Miss Larry?
No.
could you think of any reason why she would just come over to you if you had no trouble with her?
She was drunk.
Slap you.
She was drunk.
What about you?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Regina Larry says former friend Darren Harrington punched her in the face during a get-together. Darren claims he was protecting himself.
So she was up there dancing.
She was dancing.
And what were you doing?
I was by the kitchen, by the sink. I turned around.
Was she dancing in the kitchen?
She was dancing. Yes, ma'am.
In the kitchen?
Yes, she was dancing in the kitchen.
Is that where you were dancing?
No, ma'am. I was at the table. We were playing
Which
cards.
Which table?
At the dining room table. There's a kitchen and there's a dining room. We were playing cards at the dining room table. I just got up out my seat and just started dancing.
Just a second. So what you're saying is that this all transpired in the dining area?
Yes.
Was it in the dining area or the kitchen?
It was in the kitchen.
Kitchen. Okay. So what happened in the kitchen, Mr. Harrington?
I was by the sink. I turned around and she hit me in my face for no reason. Then she threw me on the ground. My friend Vincent, he the one grabbed her. So his friend grabbed me. So she tried to come at me. Then that when I had swung on her for self-defense, because she was going to try to kill me. Yeah.
Mr. Harrington, had you ever had trouble with Miss Larry?
No.
Then could you think of a reason why she would hit you?
She started all everything. The whole day.
No, I'm just asking. Could you think of any reason why she would just come over to you if you had no trouble with her?
She was drunk.
Slap you.
She was drunk.
What about you?
I was tipsy.
You were tipsy?
I was tipsy.
You would all had something to drink that day.
And she the one bought it.
Good. I don't care who bought them. Good for her. Why didn't you buy the drinks?
Because it my birthday.
Okay. Miss Larry, who is this gentleman?
That's my brother. He came in afterwards. I was bringing...
So he wasn't there?
Well, yes, he was there.
When it happened?
Yes.
Would you stand up, please, sir? What is your last name?
Larry.
Okay, Mr. Larry. You know Mr. Harrington for a long time?
Not that long.
How long?
A couple of months. I just knew that he was friends with my sister.
Okay. Did you see this incident?
Yes, I did.
Were you playing cards as well?
No, I was just standing by waiting for a ride home for my sister.
Okay. Was she drinking?
Yes, we were all drinking.
She wasn't going to drive home.
Well, no, I don't. Well, I was waiting for a ride. I didn't know her decision. You know, I didn't know what she's going to make.
Tell me what you observed.
They were playing cards, and it came to an end, and everybody went their separate ways. And she just stood up out of nowhere, and she just started dancing. And the gentleman, Mr. Harris, touched her on the butt, and out of instinct, she just threw her arm back, fell to the floor. She approached him, said, "Don't touch me in that way again," and that was that. As she went to go sit down, out of nowhere, Mr. Harris struck her in the face.
Okay. Have a seat, please. Okay. Did you seek medical treatment?
Yes, I did.
I'd like to see your bill, please. How did you get an injury to your left shoulder and left wrist?
Because when he hit me and then we were fighting, that was the second time, okay? We were already had tussled. And that's when I was like, "You leave me alone." And when he charged me like a football player, that's when Vincent came and pulled them apart. I had my arm around him like this. So when Vincent must have pulled, I must have hurt, you know, because...
Okay.
Yeah.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Well, where did he punch you?
Punch me in the forehead right here.
Oh, in your forehead.
And that's when we started tussling. That's how I hurt my arm.
Okay, got it. Because that's what the picture notes.
Yes.
That it was not in your jaw.
No, it was right here.
Okay, so what you're seeking is the payment of your medical bills and some money for pain and suffering. You're seeking $1,500.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,500. Keep your hands off the lady, sir. Don't act disrespectfully.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He needs to stop drinking and hitting on women.
I haven't hit no woman.
I'm the second woman he has hit on.
She would come after me, so I had to defend myself.
That means he don't have respect for himself or others.
No, sir. She don't got no butt. Why I'm trying to grab on her for?
I mean, he's a cool cat, but, you know, he need to change his ways.
She all right. Like I said, she cool. She all right.
But I'm glad that she was on my side with this.